In animation, flames rise against a crimson background. A shimmer of light reflects off a title, The Return of Jafar. In a starry night sky, our view falls from a crescent moon to a cobra in a desert. Men on horseback ride across the sand.
Follow me to a place where incredible feats are routine every hour or so. Where enchantment runs rampant, yes, wild in the streets. Open sesame.
Here we go! Arabian nights, like Arabian days. They tease and excite, take off and take flight. They shock and amaze. Arabian nights, like Arabian days. More often than not, are hotter than hot in a lot of good ways.
With a blonde beard, the lead horse rider wears a determined expression. The group enters a canyon and their horses leap over a crevice. They race along a rock ledge towards stone ruins.
Pack your shield, pack your sword, you won't ever get bored. They'll get beaten or gored, you might. Come on down, stop on by, hop a carpet and fly to another Arabian night.
The riders pass through tall doors into a cavernous chamber. Men with their faces covered watch from around the room. The riders stop and a chest lands on the ground. Two men carry jewels and treasure. A monkey paw and a hand steal from them.
This night has been quite rewarding.
We have never stolen so much. We have gathered much loot tonight.
No thanks to our leader.
A short man tries to pull something out of a gold vase. He falls backwards.
Well, it only looked expensive.
He opens the chest and the treasure inside sparkles.
Is this a haul or what, my surly band of desert skunks?
The short man holds up a flower made of jewels. He tucks it in his waistband.
How is it you get the jeweled flower, Abysmal?
Why, this is my bonus for being your beloved leader. This and that are my beloved leader bonus.
And what is our reward?
Here you go. Good work, boys. Very successful raid.
He gives them a small bag. The chest moves away.
The chest, it moves!
What is holding it up?
Ghosts!
A thief picks up the chest, revealing Abu. The monkey notices the chest missing.
You stupid monkey!
The leader grabs him.
Put him down, Abysmal!
Aladdin walks across the thieves' heads to Abysmal. Abu jumps on Aladdin's shoulder.
Who are you?
My friends call me Al. You can call me Aladdin.
Hurt him!
The thieves hurl themselves at Aladdin. A dust cloud fades, revealing him gone.
What?
A pleasure.
Where did he go?
There!
He has our loot! Don't let him get away!
Holding treasure, Aladdin jumps on a horse. It bucks him off. A thief swings a sword.
Who are you?
Hey!
Aladdin knocks the sword away with a candlestick. It cuts Abysmal's head wrap. Aladdin grabs a tied rope. The thief cuts it below his hand and Aladdin rises into the air. A chandelier drops on the thieves. Aladdin falls toward their raised swords. He and Abu land on the magic carpet.
A flying carpet?
He's got a flying carpet!
Nice catch, carpet.
The carpet waves. Abu sticks his tongue out at the thieves.
Pardon me.
Aladdin grabs one man's belt sash and spins him into the other thieves. He grabs the loot bag.
Come back here!
As the carpet flies by, Abysmal holds onto the back. Abu takes the jeweled flower.
That's mine! Whoa!
Abysmal falls through the air onto a statue's hand. It breaks and he drops to the ground. A claw lands on his head.
Next stop, Agrabah.
He's escaping!
The carpet carries Aladdin, Abu, and the treasure through the closing doors. Aladdin beams as they soar over the desert at dawn. Elsewhere in the desert, Iago pokes his head up from under the sand. The parrot struggles to pull himself free.
Finally! Oh! Ah! Oh!
terrific.
The black lamp holding Jafar traps Iago's body.
I've got sand in places I didn't even know I had.
Spare me your prattling, Iago. Are we out yet?
Are we out yet? Are we out yet? Yes, we're out. No thanks to you. If it weren't for me, you'd be stuck down there forever.
A flame ejects Iago from the lamp. The lamp glows.
You will now release me,
so that I may have my revenge.
Iago dusts himself off.
Yeah, when I'm good and ready.
Do as I say, you worthless pipsqueak!
You know something? You're nothing without me.
What?
Who comes up with all the good ideas? Me! Who does all the work? Me!
If it weren't for me, you'd still be in a cage at the bazaar, squawking, Polly wants a cracker!
Iago glares.
That's it! I've had it! I hate to be dramatic, but it's time for me to fly the coop!
The lamp spits fire.
Terrific! Fine! I'm drawing the line before I wind up in a parrot soup! I was a fool to let you run the show. I'm cutting you loose, pal. Look out below.
Iago drops the lamp in a well.
Say lucky, hope all goes well. I'm looking out for me.
In a market.
Agrabah, just a juicy golden goose ready for plucking. And I'm the one holding the tweezers. I'll be running this town inside a week. What's your problem, Liverlip? You don't think I can do it? Okay, I'm little, been playing second fiddle, and I don't get no respect. I turn the other cheek, but this busted beak is the only thanks that I get. I never found a friend that I can trust. They promise caviar and leave me eating dust. That's some reward for loyalty from here on in. I'm looking out for me.
He eats a stolen grape. He wears jewelry from a stall.
I'll never fail. I'm covering my own tail. I can take care of myself. You know, it just don't pay to give a hoot. I'm giving all my heart. When do I get the boot? I'm through with that. I'm flapping free from here on in. I'm looking out for me.
A flying watermelon knocks Iago into a wall.
Steal from us again, and your scrawny body will be dinner for the jackals!
No problem.
Riding the carpet over Agrabah, Aladdin grabs one of the loot bags. He smiles and throws a handful of jewels to the street below. Abu stares in shock, then grabs the bag and shakes his head.
Abu? We're not the ones who need this money.
Aladdin drops a gold trinket in a beggar's bowl. He scatters gold in front of a family dressed in rags. Abu glumly flicks an emerald off the carpet.
Don't worry, Abu. I'm not throwing everything.
Aladdin holds the jeweled flower.
This is for Jasmine.
Abu's jaw drops. At the palace, Aladdin lands the carpet on a balcony. Raja growls.
Whoa! Easy, Raja. You know me. Aladdin?
The tiger leaps on Aladdin and licks his face.
Okay, Raja, okay. I'm glad to see you too.
Sure.
Aladdin stands.
How do I look?
I think you look fine.
Jasmine.
Where were you?
I missed you.
I had to pick up a few things. This is for you.
Oh, Aladdin. It's lovely.
Jasmine kisses Aladdin.
It must have cost a fortune.
Oh, no, it was a steal.
She puts the jeweled flower in a vase.
Father wants you to join us for dinner tonight. He's going to make a royal announcement.
And he wants me there?
It's about you.
Am I in trouble?
Let's just say, this is a dinner you don't want to miss.
Jasmine, what's going on?
I promised Father I wouldn't spoil his surprise. You've made quite an impression, you know.
Abu tries to take the jeweled flower. Raja stops him.
So, I'm not in trouble?
Of course not. You defeated Jafar, saved Agrabah, and rescued a princess. Aladdin, you are a hero.
Yeah, I guess so. That's me, ready for anything.
Raja chases Abu.
Abu!
Abu jumps on a curtain, but Raja shakes him off. Bouncing off the magic carpet, Abu lands in a makeup powder jar.
You may want to change before dinner, though.
Aladdin glares as Abu holds up the jeweled flower. Iago lies on a palace wall.
Seems like only yesterday, Jafar was running Agrabah, and I was his right-hand bird. But then he had to go and mess things up. Now, I'm stuck on the outside looking in. I gotta get back into the palace. Back into power.
Well, my dear Abu, shall we see what the common folk are doing today?
Aladdin and Abu wear regal clothing.
We have time for a stroll before our audience with the Sultan.
Iago watches them.
The street rat is living in the palace now. Ah, that does it. All reports are in. Life is now officially unfair.
Wait a second here. This is perfect.
That kid is my ticket back into power.
I'll just get Aladdin on my side with a little sympathy act. And I'll be back in the palace again quicker than you can say easy street.
Aladdin, huh? Kid, finally got free of Jafar.
Iago, what are you doing here?
Where are you? Getting dark. Hold me.
Ah! Hey, I meant gentle-like.
You're not fooling anyone.
No, wait, I'm serious. I was under Jafar's power. He mesmerized me with his snake staff.
Just like the Sultan.
Aladdin chases Iago.
You traitor, you!
They bump into Abbas Maal and his men.
You look familiar.
It's Aladdin.
Well, it is. I knew that. Hurt him a lot. Hurt him and his monkey and his bird, too.
Aladdin tips a stack of barrels. They fall on two men, trapping them. As Aladdin defends himself with a barrel, a thief's sword pins Iago inside. Aladdin throws the barrel, knocking down one of the trapped men.
Treacherous parrot.
Look, I'm not with him.
Aladdin swings a wooden pole. A falling thief lands on the one chasing Iago. Abbas Maal swings a fish at Iago. A thief cuts Aladdin's pole in two. The men surround Aladdin and Abu. Iago pulls his head out of a watermelon.
You want dance out of this one? That's it! Now I'm mad!
Abbas Maal spits out a fish. He stands, then slips on the fish. He lands on a plank balanced over a barrel. The thieves restrain Aladdin. A grinning man wields a sword.
With this bird, huh?
Iago pushes a potted plant off a ledge. It lands on the plank, launching Abbas Maal into the air. He knocks the thieves onto a farmer's cart.
And I got more where that came from!
My axe! Round! Who will paper them?
Oh, go guards, away.
Guards!
Guards arrive.
What is the trouble here?
It is that thief, Abbas Maal.
A thief grabs a horse's reins. Abbas Maal holds onto the cord as the horse pulls it away.
After them!
Iago joins Aladdin and Abu.
Jerks!
Thanks for your help. You saved me.
I did? Right! Oh, yeah, of course I saved you! It's my nature. I'm always rescuing things. Cats, babies, guys like you, always rescuing. Hey, what's going on?
Abu traps him.
If there's any way to treat your rescuer, you owe me, pal. I saved your life.
Abu, wait. He's right. I do owe him. I'll see that the Sultan gives him a fair hearing.
What? The Sultan?
Aladdin locks Iago in a cage.
Don't worry, I'll talk to him. Soften him up a little.
Are you kidding? He hates me. And what about the princess?
Hmm? No problem. I just have to make sure that Jasmine doesn't see you until I've gotten her prepared.
Gotten me prepared for what?
for the stain Abu got on the brand new vest you gave him.
I don't see a stain.
Huh. Well, no problem then. Off to dinner. Can't wait for that surprise.
Is something wrong?
Huh? Wrong? Oh, come on. No, no, no. Everything's just fine.
You aren't hiding anything from me, are you? Any more secrets?
Secrets? Of course not. I almost lost you once that way. I'll never make that mistake again.
What? Bubbling water swirls skyward. Carrying luggage, bagpipes, and a camera, Genie rides a surfboard. He springs off the surfboard and lands by the couple.
He's big! He's blue! He's back!
Genie!
You came back!
Watch the sun burn!
Ha! Kidding. Did you miss me? Be honest.
Take care of these, my good mammal.
The luggage drags down Abu.
Careful, they're heavy. Hang on, I got souvenirs for everybody.
Genie gives the carpet a doll with a grass skirt.
Ooh, she dances.
You saw the whole world already?
It's a small world after all.
But Agrabah has something that no other place in the world has.
Genie turns into a firework.
You guys!
He carries Aladdin and Jasmine into the sky.
Shoot it down into the Taj Mahal.
I roll up bladed all along the Great Great Wall.
I even made the famous Leaning Tower of Paul.
But who is with me through it all? Nobody!
The Moscow Circus hired me to fly trophy.
On Mount Olympus ran a race with Hercules.
It's easy when you're chased by
Gillespie!
Who takes on time when I sneeze?
Achoo.
So now I'm home. Home again with you. You chase the clouds away whenever I am blue.
You're always blue.
And the pyramids, I highly recommend.
There is nothing in the world quite like a friend.
Slip like a beep in Bombay on a bit of nails.
My robin's got my daring dance of 7 bales.
I single-handedly, I even saved the whales.
No one was there to hear my tales.
Acapulco joined a mariachi band.
I rode the raging rapids down the Rio Grande.
Blew in an air balloon, but when I cried to land,
nobody laughed or lent a hand.
Without you, the Amazon is just a trickle.
Without you, the Sahara's not so hot.
Without you, Niagara Falls is just a leaky faucet.
The QE2 is just some yacht.
He breaks a glass on a boat.
Now that I'm home, home again, it's clear. All I ever wanted seems to be right here.
I've traveled east and west,
and now I'm back again. And there's nothing in the world quite like a friend.
There's nothing in the world.
Nothing in the whole wide world.
There is nothing in the world quite like a friend.
Space, Genie spins the earth on his finger.
Nothing in the whole wide world!
So, Genie, how does it feel to be free?
Seriously? I love it! Okay, maybe my powers aren't what they used to be. Let's say they're semi-phenomenal, nearly cosmic.
But don't sell me short.
I may be free, but I still have some magic in me. I can still do this!
Genie makes a bouquet. A flower clamps onto his face and seals it.
Hate to lose face in front of you guys. Give me another chance. Who's first? I can do this.
Genie, we have to go to...
Dinner. We're late.
Oh, you probably have a romantic dinner for two planned. You don't need a big blue lug gumming up the works.
But Genie...
Three's a crowd. You kids go on.
Genie, I would be honored if you'd join us for dinner.
You would? Come on, everyone! Get in here! Home cooking, let's go!
Not you, Abu. You have a job to do, remember? You have to guard Iago.
Abu sulks.
Giddy up, Slowpoke. What's keeping you?
Nothing. Well, something, but I'll tell you later.
In the desert, Abis Maul pulls a rope from the well.
That stinking Aladdin.
First chance I get, I'll slice him in half.
that stinking Abysmal.
First chance we get, let's slice him in half.
Hey, get over here and wash up! It's bad enough to have to look at you without having to smell you.
Come, we do it now. No witnesses.
The lamp falls from the water bucket.
Ow! What is this? So help me, I'll sue whoever runs this well.
A lamp? Well, it might be worth a few shekels once it's cleaned up.
It will be of little use for you, Abysmal. Except to light your way in the Valley of the Dead.
It is bewitched!
Abysmal rubs the lamp and red smoke floats out. The other thieves ride off on their horses. The smoke becomes Jafar appearing as an enormous red genie.
I am freed with that vengeance upon he who has imprisoned me.
Jafar tries to fly off. His golden bracelets glow and hold him back.
It is the curse of the lamp.
All the power in the universe, and I am bound by the rules of the genie! Which means I can't kill that upstart Aladdin. Unless I have someone arrange it for me. Take me to Agrabah 1!
Jafar leans close to Abysmal, who backs away.
I suppose I am a bit too much for his limited mind.
Jafar resumes his normal form of a tall man with a snake staff.
I trust you'll find me a little less overwhelming now.
You're a genie?
You are astonishingly perceptive.
If you're a genie, then don't I get wishes?
Yes, three wishes. That is a minor formality. But first, I must go to Agrabah. You will take the lamp there for me.
Then, you need me. I'll, take you to Agrabah. But first,
I want my wishes.
With a furious stare, Jafar shoots red lightning at Abysmal. The thief jumps around and cowers.
Who are you?
Jafar glares at him, then grins.
You shall have your wishes.
I shall? I mean, of course I shall. Oh, I want riches, treasure. Let's see. I know, I wish for the legendary sunken treasure ship of Cordumera.
Your wish is my command.
Underwater, Abysmal flounders in the wreckage of a ship. A large tentacle reaches for him. He swims toward a shark near mounds of gold. Jafar appears and takes Abysmal in his arms.
Poor sweet baby. Aren't we enjoying our wish?
Perhaps you wish me to return you to the desert?
Abysmal nods.
Very well.
His clothes soaked, he lands in the desert and spits out water.
That was two wishes. Take your time with the third.
Or you will wish you had never been born.
Good. On the other hand, if you cooperate with me, I will see that you are amply rewarded.
Rewarded?
First, you will help me get revenge on a certain street rat by the name of...
Aladdin.
Aladdin? I want revenge on him, too! He robbed me, turned my men against me, and he fought dirty! My brilliant swordsmanship availed me not.
His pants drop.
I hate when I do that.
Let's not be too hasty, my simple-minded friend. It's not enough that we simply destroy Aladdin. After all, there are things so much worse than death.
Abysmal watches Jafar laugh. The thief smiles nervously, then wears an evil grin. At the palace, the Sultan, Aladdin, and Jasmine sit at a table. Genie holds kitchen knives.
Okay, prepare yourselves for a real culinary treat.
He slices carrots.
Hey-ya! Hey-ya!
Oh, my! Whoopsie.
Genie's hand lands in front of the Sultan. It tap dances with a cane.
Most amusing!
Amusing? Right.
Excuse me while I pull myself together.
Absolutely delightful. Now, to business. Aladdin, you have proven to be a man of strong moral character.
That is why I've decided to make you my new royal vizier.
Me? Really?
Isn't it wonderful?
Wow! Royal vizier!
Aladdin wears a suit.
Aladdin would like to thank the Academy for this great honor.
You want them? We got them! Royal vizier t-shirts!
All hail Aladdin, the royal vizier! So,
what's a royal vizier?
He will be my most trusted advisor.
Well, that makes sense. He's bound to be better than that Jafar character.
Quite so.
And Iago, talk about a rat with wings!
Genie?
That bird was mean!
Sultan want a cracker? Sultan want a cracker?
Remember that?
I can still taste them, the traitor!
Yes, sir! You don't see this guy hanging out with any evil parrots.
It's funny you should mention Iago.
Outside.
Oh, monkey! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Come on, monkey! Little birdie, want to talk to monkey? Have nice banana! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Birdie get monkey a pretty banana. If monkey open cage, yum-yum. Come on! I've got a wife and three eggs!
Imagine them hatching, never knowing their daddy.
Come on! Open the cage! Open it, open it, open it! Yeah, that's more like it. Ah!
Raja snarls.
Close the cage! Close it, close it, close it!
Raja knocks over the cage and Iago wiggles through the bars. The tiger chases him into the palace. Abu pulls Raja's tail, trying to stop him. A closed door blocks Iago. Raja leaps at him and pushes the door open. They slide across the floor into the dinner table. Iago struggles to escape Raja's mouth.
Raja, you know better than to tear around the palace like that.
Help! Hey!
So, Aladdin, why did you bring up that deceitful parrot?
Sultan, I have to tell you something about Iago.
Iago tickles Raja's nose and Raja sneezes. The bird lands on the table.
He's here?
Iago! Guards!
No!
Get wait, that bird!
Yes, Your Highness. It would be my pleasure.
No, Sultan! No!
Move out of my
Don't
way,
understand.
Boy!
Just listen! I have a...
Your Highness!
I trust he has a fitting explanation for this scandal.
He had better.
Your Highness, I think Iago was,
mesmerized.
Yeah, he was under Jafar's spell. Remember the snake staff? Iago was only, Iago's not all that bad. At least, I don't think so anyway.
Should have stuck with the snake staff defense.
Not all bad. He only served my greatest enemy, that's all!
We can't allow that traitorous bird to run free!
Then I'll watch him! Your Highness, I meant, with your permission, I'd like to take full responsibility for Iago.
You would?
Your priorities seem questionable to me, but so be it. Aladdin, you will watch Iago every moment.
The Sultan leaves.
And if the bird makes one wrong move, you shall be the one I pluck, boy!
And that could have gone worse. Ugh, Jasmine, I thought I was sunk.
Ooh, not good.
You were hiding Iago all along, weren't you?
I think it just got worse.
Well, yes, but...
How could you? More secrets, more lies? Aladdin, I thought you had changed.
Jasmine, wait! Back in the marketplace. Iago, he saved my life.
Aladdin picks up his regal hat.
Some grand vizier I'm gonna make. Everybody's mad at me.
Hey, Jasmine's just a little steamed. She'll cool down. Care for a cup?
Genie pours tea.
This isn't cheering you up, is it?
He offers it to Abu, who rejects it.
I don't get it, Genie. I try to do something good, and it blows up in my face.
Aladdin leaves.
That's the problem with doing the right thing. Sometimes you do it by yourself.
That kid saved my life.
Nobody's ever looked out for me before. Now it's like I owe them. Nah!
Just let your conscience be your guide.
Conscience? Never had one. Never.
Genie springs up as a jack-in-the-box.
Whew. What are you trying to do? Give me a heart attack?
Uh-huh. You do have a heart.
A nitty-bitty one.
But it is there.
He checks Iago's x-ray. Aladdin mopes.
Can you quit with the hocus-pocus already?
Look at him. Would it kill you to do something nice for him?
Possibly. I don't do nice.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
I don't do fun either.
We have to get Al and the princess back together.
Look, I definitely don't do mushy stuff. It's not me.
I know, but it's going to be tricky.
Tricky is good. Tricky I can do.
In the palace, Jasmine cries into a pillow on a daybed. Iago perches on the decorative window grate.
Come on, princess. Don't waste your tears on him.
You, get out of here.
Hey, don't take it out on me. He's the creep. I never should have saved his life.
Jasmine's eyes narrow.
Saved his life?
Yeah, he owed me one. That's why he stood up for me.
But he didn't have to lie to me.
She pouts.
You are so right.
Forget about that guy. Forget about the way you fell into his eyes.
Iago holds Aladdin's picture.
Forget about his charms. Forget about the way he held you in his arms.
Jasmine sets it face down.
Walking on air's obnoxious. The thrills, the chills will make you nauseous and you'll never get enough. Just forget about love.
She's buying it. Awake with the magic.
Forget about romance. Forget about the way your heart begins to dance. Then you feel the blush when he's spouting out some sentimental mush.
Aladdin sits below.
Love really is revolting. It's even worse than when you're molting. Enough of this fluff. Just forget about love.
I had almost forgotten the way it felt when he held out his hand for mine. My heart all aflutter.
Oh, how I shudder.
The first time we kissed.
It won't be missed. Forget about his touch.
I can't forget about
his
touch.
In the scheme of things, it doesn't matter much.
It matters so much.
You're better on your own. A meal becomes a banquet when you eat alone.
Jasmine goes outside.
Love's filled with compromises. And don't you hate those big surprises?
A cozy rendezvous.
Oh, please.
Candlelight for two.
Oh, jeez.
Look, you're calling my bluff. I can't.
Just forget about love.
Jasmine? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have kept Iago a secret. Please,
I've got to say this.
Shh.
I can't forget about my heart.
I can't forget about
my
heart.
How it felt to fall for you right from the start.
I'm still falling.
Whatever we may do.
Whatever we may do.
You are here for me and I'll be there for you.
I'll be there
to wish, to want, to wander.
Cozy rendezvous.
Yes, please.
Candlelight for two.
Oh, jeez! Enough is enough!
We can't forget about love!
In front of a full moon, Aladdin and Jasmine hold each other and kiss. Water spouts from a fountain on the palace grounds. As guards walk by, Abbas Mal spies on them from atop a wall. He throws a rope over and climbs down. Brushing against the corner of the wall, the rope frays and breaks. Abbas Mal falls. He rubs the lamp.
We did it.
Jafar appears.
It's about time. It's getting hot. How very like Iago. He's lost no time endearing himself to those in power, which fits in perfectly with my plan.
I'm sorry, Jasmine.
Ah, love. Don't mind us.
Yeah, well, this is kind of a special moment.
Right, got it. Say no more. Enough said. Roger, over and out.
Genie winks. As Aladdin and Jasmine start to kiss, bright lights turn on.
Rolling!
Genie holds a camera.
Today's special moments are tomorrow's memories. Looking great, Jazz. More emotional. Tilt your chin a bit.
What does he have to do to make it clear to you lunkheads? The show's over! They want to be alone! Break it up!
Are you sure about him?
Move it, primate! Shoot! Come on!
Abu swipes at Iago, who snaps his beak.
That takes care of the peanut gallery. If you need me, I'll be lazing about in the lap of luxury.
I'm sure about this.
Aladdin and Jasmine kiss. Iago lounges inside.
Oh, yeah. Being one of the good guys has its advantages. Ah, advisor to Aladdin, the new Grand Vizier. And when Aladdin becomes Sultan, that will make me the Grand Vizier. Only I'm not gonna blow it like that idiot Jafar!
He eats grapes.
I'll never have to stand in his shadow again!
The lights go out and a spotlight shines on Iago.
Jafar! Buddy?
Jafar shoots flames from his eyes, lighting candles.
A funny thing happened. You see, this guy took the lamp. You probably thought it was me, because it sounded a lot like me, but a lot of people sound like me. Anyway, he took the lamp and oh!
Calm yourself, Iago. I haven't come for revenge against you.
So that's good to hear.
I got it. I could wish for the famed treasure chest of King Malakan.
Jafar turns Abbas Maul into a treasure chest, then turns him back into a man.
Oh, I am dreadfully sorry. I thought that was your wish. Are you quite all right?
No, I am not quite.
Wonderful. Good to see all's well.
Abbas Maul here is my new friend. And I couldn't help noticing that you've made some new friends, too.
Like a lad.
Friend? Friend is such a strong word. He's more like an acquaintance.
I'm arranging a little surprise for Aladdin. And your job is to lead him to the party.
You know, I don't think I'm the guy for this job. You know, you should talk to, the monkey. Yeah, the monkey's really got Aladdin's ear.
No, Iago. You.
Jafar points at him. Fade to black. Iago paces in a palace hallway.
You know, Aladdin, Al, here's an idea. I was just thinking.
Focus. Genie plays pool.
Focus. Aiming, and...
Iago flies in.
Shoot!
The cue ball lands in his mouth, sending him hurtling backwards. The magic carpet catches him.
Oh, sorry, little feathered friend. I'll get that out.
Abu scowls.
Oh, stuck good. Cue ball ectomy. Nurse!
Abu wears a nurse outfit.
Abu, Iago here's our friend now. We can trust him. Now let's get that ball out of his beak. What do you say?
Abu jumps on Iago.
Brilliant, Nurse Heimlich.
The ball flies out.
Thanks, Bobo.
It's Abu.
Whatever.
That's the spirit. We're all one big family now.
Yeah, sure. Family. Yeah, well, I gotta find Al.
Your shot.
The carpet lines up a shot.
Pool's a man's game, so being a rug, you'll be...
All the balls go in.
Pool's a dumb game anyway.
I can't explain it, Jasmine. I think we can trust Iago.
Well, then I guess I can give him a chance.
Aladdin spots Iago sneaking by.
Iago?
I was just thinking, maybe it's time you patch things up with the Sultan. He might enjoy a nice scenic carpet ride.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And I'll bring Genie. He was a big hit with the Sultan.
No. Genie's too flashy. He's too loud. You'd never get a word in.
Good point, Iago. You need some quiet time with Father. Let him get to know you.
Yeah, and I...
I can take you to the perfect spot.
Great.
Come on, let's get Father. Just a minute.
Iago, this isn't easy for me to say, but I was wrong about you.
Jasmine kisses Iago's head and pets him.
Wait a second!
Yes, Iago?
Menacing eyes stare at Iago.
I'll be along in a minute.
Jafar puts his hands on the parrot.
Excellent.
On a garden path.
Give them a chance, Father.
No, I'll try, dearest. After you, Your Highness.
Frowning, the Sultan sits on the magic carpet.
Oh! All right, carpet, let's go!
Aladdin jumps on.
Have a good time.
Hey, clear the way! Make room for the picnic boys!
They already left, Genie.
Without us?
No problem, I'll catch up in a flash.
Wait! Without me, too. Aladdin needs some time alone with Father to patch things up.
You know what this means, monkey boy.
More food for us!
Genie and Abu scarf down picnic food.
I'm sorry, did you want some?
I'm not hungry just now. You two go ahead.
Jasmine walks off and they continue eating. Aladdin, Iago, and the Sultan ride the carpet through the air.
Come on, my boy! Show me what this thing can really do!
Grabbing the carpet's tassels, Aladdin steers down to a river in a deep canyon. They skim across the water. A hippo surfaces and yawns. The group passes through its mouth. They approach a waterfall.
That's the spot! On top of the waterfall!
They descend and fly back up.
I'm losing my feathers here!
You're lucky you haven't lost more than that!
The carpet stops suddenly, throwing the Sultan against a tree near building ruins. Aladdin helps him up, revealing Iago underneath.
Iago, I have to hand it to you. This is a nice place.
In the garden.
It doesn't get any better than this, hey, Shaggy? How about a nice drumstick? This could use some secret herbs and spices.
Spiders crawl over the picnic blanket and food.
Spiders!
Things could get ugly.
Appearing as an exterminator, Genie sprays the spiders. They form a giant black mass that turns into Jafar.
Jafar!
Sorry to spoil your picnic, boys, but I can't have any genies mucking about ruining my plans.
Don't worry, Abu. He's a genie, and genies can't kill anyone.
Jafar's hands turn into dragons that breathe fire at Genie.
But you'd be surprised what you can live through.
You always were good for a laugh.
Oh, yeah?
Genie fires a glowing arrow and light rays at Jafar, who disappears in a cloud of smoke. Exhausted, Genie briefly turns into a superhero.
Who's laughing now?
Jafar reappears much larger than Genie.
Why, I believe it's me.
Abu hides.
I must admit, your parlor tricks are amusing.
Genie wears a hat.
I bet you've got a bunny under your hat.
A bunny crushes him.
Now here's your chance to get the best of me. Hope your hand is hot. Come on, clown, let's see what you've got. You try to slam me with your hardest stuff, but your double whammy isn't up to snuff. I'll set the record straight, you're simply out of date. You're only second rate. You think your cat's a meanie, but your tiger's tame. You've got a lot to learn about the genie game. So for your education, I reiterate, you're only second
rate. Genie and Abu land on Jafar's giant hand.
Men cower at the power in my pinky. My thumb is number one on every list.
Jafar appears as a genie.
But if you're not convinced that I'm invincible, put me to the test. I'd love to lay this rivalry to rest. Go ahead and zap me with the big surprise. Slap me in a trap, cut me down to size. I'll make a great escape, it's just a piece of cake. You're only second rate. You know your hocus pocus
isn't tough enough, and your mumbo jumbo doesn't measure up. Let me pontificate upon your sorry state, you're only second rate.
Jafar blocks them from escaping.
Zabba-cabba-debra! Granny's gonna grab ya! Anarchus omnibus, this thing's bigger than the both of us! So spare me your tremendous scare! You look horrendous in your underwear, and I can hardly wait to discombobulate. I'll send you back and packing in a shipping crate. You'll make a better living with a spinning plate. You're only second rate!
In a stone chamber, Jafar locks Genie in a crystal ball with a clamp resembling an insect. He clamps Abu in a trap on the wall.
That was invigorating. Come, Abysmal. We have other lives to ruin.
At the building ruins, the Sultan throws a rock in the river.
Sultan, look, I'm sorry for not telling you about Iago. I guess I saw some good in him, just like you saw some good in a street rat.
Aladdin skips a stone.
Good I saw in a... Well, yes, I suppose. Well said, my boy. Oh, you'll be a fine vizier.
Iago looks glum.
This was a great idea, Iago. Thanks.
Oh, don't thank me. Really?
On black horses, masked riders with glowing eyes chase the Sultan. A horse tramples the magic carpet. Abysmal raises his sword.
Abysmal!
A rider carries the Sultan away.
Aladdin!
Dust clouds around Aladdin. He glares at Iago, who tries to flee. Aladdin grabs him.
You traitor!
Traitor is such a strong word!
Aladdin! Help!
I'll settle with you later.
Ah!
Come on, carpet!
Aladdin flies after the men.
Look! They're trapped on the cliff! When they stop, we'll...
What?
The horses leap over the waterfall. As they descend, they fly with bat-like wings.
Abysmal knows magic?
The Sultan stares at the river far below. Aladdin snatches the Sultan from his captor.
What?
Get the Sultan!
Hang on, Sultan. This is where we lose him.
Aladdin circles the carpet back through the horses. A rider swings a sword but misses. He fires magic at the river and a water cyclone swirls upward. It catches the Sultan.
Sultan! We have to go back, carpet!
As the Sultan spins in the cyclone, Aladdin reaches in. The water pulls him inside, then ejects him. He falls into the river below. Caught in the current, Aladdin struggles to climb onto a rock. Abysmal kicks him off, and Aladdin tumbles over the waterfall.
Yes!
A rider fires magic.
What are you doing?
A sparkling red cloud encircles Aladdin. Unconscious, he floats through the air away from jagged rocks. The cloud dissipates, and Aladdin falls into the river. He floats downstream. Abysmal and the rider join the others on the shore. All the riders disappear in flames and turn into Jafar.
Are you nuts? You saved him!
Was this close to being a greasy little smear on the rocks?
Look, you little... I mean, my dear Abysmal, if you remember the plan, it is not yet time for the boy to meet his end.
I know that.
Soon our revenge will be complete, and you shall have your third wish.
Ooh, boy, ooh, the little wishy.
And you, Iago. You have done well.
Please, don't mention it.
At night on the riverbank, Aladdin lies with his legs in the water. He lifts himself up.
Sultan!
Iago.
Aladdin crosses the desert. In the stone chamber, shackles hold the Sultan's wrists.
Jafar, you fiend! I should have known that this was your treachery!
But I couldn't have done it without Iago.
I played a minor role, really.
Jafar! This rug won't come up right!
Jafar ties the carpet in a chain. With glum looks, Genie and Abu watch.
When Aladdin returns...
I think we have ample time to prepare for his arrival.
Jafar slashes the Sultan's turban.
Hey, that was a nice hat. I could have worn that hat.
We need this for our plan.
Couldn't we use another hat for the plan?
Oh, no. The Sultan's turban and this dagger are exactly what we need to seal Aladdin's doom.
Aladdin climbs stairs to the palace entrance. With his arms crossed, the guard captain stands at the top.
Razul, the Sultan's been...
Seize him! You are under arrest for the murder of the Sultan.
What? No!
In a dungeon, Aladdin wears shackles.
And then you went over the waterfall, eh? Ha! How did you survive?
I don't know.
How very convenient.
It's the truth! Why won't you believe me?
Because we know you're lying.
Huh?
I found this in your room. My father's turban slashed.
You can't think...
I thought you loved me, but now I see that all you wanted to do was rule Agrabah.
I never wanted...
He shall die at dawn for the murder of my father.
At the door, Jasmine glances back before leaving.
Jasmine, please!
You're in my hands now, street rat!
In the stone chamber, Abbas Maal shackles Jasmine next to her father and the others. The imposter Jasmine grins at the trapped princess, then turns into Jafar.
Oh, you should have seen the look on Aladdin's face when Princess Jasmine sentenced him to death.
No!
Oh, yes! And then I get my wish. Yes, and then you get your wish.
Iago, I swear one day you will pay for this.
I really think you're making too big a deal out of this.
Such spirit. Perhaps after a few days in chains, you'll be more kindly disposed toward me. Especially if you want your father to remain healthy. Ah, Iago. You betrayed me and allied yourself with my enemies. And you turned on them as soon as it was in your best interests. That's what I love about you. You're so perfectly predictable. A villain through and through.
Iago nods.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jasmine and the Sultan exchange a look. In the dungeon, daylight shines through the bars onto Aladdin. Razul opens the door.
Done.
With shackled wrists and ankles, Aladdin follows Razul upstairs. Two guards follow Aladdin. In the stone chamber, Jafar transforms into Jasmine wearing a simple dress and hood.
I'll tell your boyfriend goodbye for you, princess.
When I get hold of you, Jafar!
Carpet mimes punches.
I'm so worried.
Jafar leaves. Razul, Aladdin, and the guards march up a spiral staircase. Iago flies across the stone chamber to Genie's crystal ball.
How could you double-cross Aladdin after all he's done for you?
Hey, do I insult your mother?
Iago pecks at the clamps, bending his beak out of shape.
What are you doing now?
Oh, what does it look like I'm doing? I'm trying to free the chump genie so he can save your chump boyfriend! Ah!
At the top of the spiral staircase, Razul leads the others into a room. He signals for them to stop. Near a fire, a man sharpens a sword on a rotating stone. Razul grins at Aladdin, then steps away. The man inspects the sword and smiles. A shadow shows Razul putting something on his head. He emerges wearing an executioner's hood. The man gives the sword to Razul, who slices a piece of wood. Aladdin stares with wide eyes. Outside, red clouds hang in the sky. The two guards lead Aladdin down a long walkway toward a pavilion. Holding the sword with two hands, Razul follows. In the stone chamber, Iago struggles to throw Genie's crystal ball. It bounces and stops.
You have to lift it higher!
Sure, no problem.
In the pavilion, a guard forces Aladdin's head onto a wooden block.
Wait!
Jasmine!
Razul scowls.
I knew you wouldn't go through with this.
I just wanted to say goodbye.
Street rat! Jafar! It's Jafar!
A guard puts a bag on Aladdin's head. Iago lifts Genie's ball with his talons. Aladdin struggles as the imposter Jasmine leaves. Iago drops the ball and it shatters. Flying out a window, Genie grabs Aladdin just as Razul swings the sword. Aladdin removes the bag.
Thanks for saving me.
Oh, come on, Al, you know I had to. Oh, that no-head look is just not you. For my next trick, bibbidi, bobbidi, boom!
Genie frees the others.
Ho-ho, and everybody safe and sound.
Aladdin!
Aladdin and Jasmine hug. Abu jumps on Aladdin's shoulder and nuzzles him.
Good to see you too, Abu.
There's somebody else who wants to talk to you.
Hello. You set me up! How could you show your face? You're nothing but a...
Aladdin, Iago rescued us. He didn't have to, but he did.
Rescued? Him?
Please note, did not have to, but did.
Now we should be fleeing for our lives, if you don't mind!
No, we have to stop Jafar.
But how? He's so powerful.
His lamp! You destroy Jafar's lamp, you destroy Jafar.
Then that's what we'll do.
Iago taps Aladdin.
Reality check. Jafar is large and in charge!
My, yes. There's no telling what Jafar will do to Agrippa. We have a responsibility.
Maybe you do, but I don't. I'm only responsible for me, myself, and nobody.
I understand, Iago. You've done enough. And thanks.
The group flies off.
Hey, I did my good deed. I don't owe you a thing. You hear me? Not a thing.
In the palace, Jafar sits on the throne.
Now that my revenge is complete, there is one little matter left to resolve.
Yes, the wish!
Indeed.
Jafar takes the lamp.
You will now wish me free of this wretched lamp!
No!
Abu Smal grabs it.
My wish! You got what you wanted, now it's my turn!
But you don't need to waste your third wish. You want the sunken treasure of Khor Dumer? It's yours!
Jafar conjures the decayed ship. It drops to the floor, scattering gold. Disguised as a carved wooden mermaid on the bow, Genie stretches his arm toward the lamp. Abu Smal runs off with it. Genie joins the others and shrugs.
So this means I could have more stuff?
Jafar conjures a huge red jewel.
I always wanted one of those.
Abu Smal sets the lamp down and holds the jewel.
Nice! More!
Jafar conjures more treasure. Genie extends his growing arm toward the lamp on the throne. A golden statue falls on his hand.
Oh dear.
Jasmine and the Sultan avoid a falling chest.
Now, if that's obscenely excessive enough, perhaps you care to grant my freedom.
Huh? What? Oh, yeah, right. I wish you were free. Sure thing, yeah.
Abu hides as Abu Smal grabs the lamp.
I wish for Jafar to be...
Wait. How do I know that these things won't disappear once I set you free?
The more pressing question is, how will you stay alive if you don't?
But you said genies can't kill. You said that.
You'd be surprised what you can live through.
What?
Abu grabs the lamp.
Hey!
I'll take that.
My lamp! The street rat still alive?
No!
Jafar hurls a fireball, throwing Aladdin, Abu, and Abu Smal onto the balcony. The floor cracks and the balcony crumbles. Aladdin and Abu Smal scramble to run across, then clutch the edge of the balcony. The trio falls toward the ground far below. Turning into an armchair, Genie catches Aladdin. He extends an arm, catching Abu.
Thanks, Genie.
They join Jasmine on the carpet.
Where's the lamp?
Hanging from a tree, Abu Smal reaches for the lamp on a lower branch. It falls off. As the group rides over, the ground cracks near the lamp. Appearing in his massive genie form, Jafar rises from below. He laughs, blowing the carpet and group backwards. Jasmine and Abu land in potted plants. Aladdin and Genie land on the ground. Jasmine crawls toward the lamp. Jafar notices.
Not so fast!
He blocks her with fire.
Give it up, Jafar! We're obviously too much for you to handle!
You! You're a fool to challenge me! I am all powerful.
So all powerful. You can't even get rid of a lowly street rat.
A problem I need to rectify right now.
Aladdin! Aladdin struggles in Jafar's fist. Turning blue, he reveals himself as Genie.
What?
Gotcha.
Go out!
Jafar throws Genie aside.
Genie!
Faster, carpet!
As Aladdin rides the magic carpet, Jafar throws spinning flames. They hit the carpet, who stiffens.
Carpet, no!
The carpet shatters against the ground.
Aladdin!
Aladdin reaches for the lamp. A rock column lifts him away from it. Jafar makes the column grow. Spreading fiery magic, Jafar opens a chasm in the ground.
Genie, wake up!
As the ground crumbles and sinks, the lamp lies on top of a rock column. Genie lies with Jasmine and Abu on another column. Around them, the ground falls into a lava pit. Aladdin spots the lamp. His column partially breaks down and floats around the lava. It passes close to the lamp. Aladdin reaches out but can't grab it. A castle tower falls in the lava. A swell pushes Aladdin's column away from the lamp.
Give it up, boy!
Jafar makes Aladdin's column start to sink.
You shall never have my lamp, and there is no one to save you this time.
Hey, Jafar! Shut up!
Iago!
Traitor!
Iago tries to pass the lamp to Aladdin. Jafar hits him with fire. The parrot slams into a wall, then drops to a ledge with the lamp.
No!
Iago weakly kicks.
God help is so hard to find these days, isn't it, Aladdin?
With singed feathers, Iago struggles to move. He kicks the lamp into the lava.
My lamp!
The lamp starts to melt into a green liquid. Smoke rises.
Iago!
The rocks crumble under the unconscious parrot. Aladdin rescues him. He glares at Jafar, who writhes in agony. The lamp warps and sinks beneath the lava. Bubbles rise as a purple liquid spreads out. Light surges around Jafar's skin. The column under Genie, Jasmine, and Abu rocks dangerously. Genie stretches himself to the wall of the chasm. His friends run on his back to solid ground. The column crumbles and Genie joins them. A rock column falls flat near Aladdin. He jumps over and runs to the chasm wall. With Iago in his arms, he climbs up. Electricity sparks around Jafar, revealing his skeleton. Smoke rises from the chasm as it starts to close. A translucent ball appears around Jafar, who turns into a swirling red cloud. He explodes into dust. Aladdin pulls himself free just before a crevice closes. Glittering light shoots up as the ground fuses back together. The red clouds clear and the sky turns blue. Under rays of sunlight, the magic carpet reassembles and flies to Abu. They high-five and bump each other. Aladdin looks down sadly at Iago.
Iago.
No.
Jasmine approaches as Aladdin hugs the parrot. She sets a hand on his shoulder.
But I thought a genie couldn't kill anyone.
You'd be surprised what you can live through.
All right!
Oh, Iago!
He's alive!
Genie turns into a firework and erupts in the sky.
And so the bird lived happily ever after, wallowing in luxury as Aladdin's palace pal.
Now, my dear boy, or should I say my new vizier?
Oh, say it!
Sultan, I'm very honored, but...
But? What but? But is such a strong word!
Iago takes Abu's place on Aladdin's shoulder.
I can't be your vizier.
What? Sultan, the boy's talking crazy talk. Don't listen! What more do you want?
The world.
Look, personally, I'm with you, kid, but let's take it one step at a time.
Genie wraps Iago's beak shut.
I mean, I want to see the world. I can't just stay in the palace. There's too much to do, too much to see.
Hey, what about your girlfriend? Do you think that this lovely princess is just gonna wait around here? Ah!
I most certainly will not.
There, you see?
I'm going to see the world too.
Okay, that's it. The madness is spreading. Crazy talk. Why do I keep getting hooked up with these warped people? Shouldn't somebody ask what the brave parrot wants to do?
Audio description by WGBH with funding by Disney. Voiced by Jeff Kimball. At night, our view descends from the palace to Abbas Maal, still hanging from the tree by his belt.
Does this mean I don't get my third wish?
In a logo, a bright light arcs over a castle. Walt Disney Television.